take a quick second to get our guest seated here, get some headphones on him. And he doesn't need headphones. He was never very good with headphones on anyways. He didn't listen, so. Want to welcome Inside the Cave, former, yes?
Three.
Oh, he is Mike Three, so you want me to turn that up?
That way we can hear
him. We can actually hear him?
He's not good with mic stuff either, Bill.
Well,
am I all right now?
You're perfect.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you.
He's the world's best grandpa, according to his cup.
Yes. Yes. I guess there's probably 4 million of those out in the world someplace.
Well, you're tied for number one.
Yeah. There you
go. Kind of like the Lions and the Bears. Yeah, they're tied for first place in the NFC North.
That's exactly right.
0-1.
And so are the Vikings.
And the Packers.
Yeah.
Not a good day for the NFC North.
Not at all.
Bill Cohn, longtime high school and college football coach here in Lenawee County. With us today. A special event coming up this Saturday in Adrian at Maple Stadium. Longtime Maple head coach, assistant coach, Adrian College and Siena Heights assistant coach, Ken Calhoun, going to be honored with a tribute by some former players and coaches, and brought Bill in to maybe talk a little bit about that this Saturday.
What's happened is that Ken is the winningest coach in the history of Adrian High School football. And God bless Kyle Griffith. He grabbed the bull by the horns and orchestrated this commemorative gathering. And they have a nice little plaque, which I might add does Ken great justice. The picture is quite flattering. Looks like he did a few years ago, anyway. Not when I first met him, though. I first met him when I was a sophomore in high school, and he came to a little high school south side of Chicago, Tinley Park, and he came as our sophomore division football coach. He had a flat top in those days, as did most of us, but go back a long ways with Ken. He's been a mentor, a guide, not just for me, but for many guys that went on in coaching, and as a coach has done the same thing for his players as men, guiding and mentoring by the qualities and the character that he instilled in them.
So did not realize that you played for him back in the day. Holy cow.
Yeah, that would have been back in the day, let's just put it that way.
When guys wore flat tops.
Yeah, when guys wore flat tops. And we also wore 3/4 length cotton jerseys that are about killed you in 95 degree heat.
Well, yeah. How did he get to Adrian then?
Well, he had been a head coach at a smaller high school in southern Illinois, and he just took the opportunity to come to this, to Tinley Park, which was a bigger school. And in Illinois, they have two divisions that play on Saturday. The varsity plays around 4, and then the sophomores play at around 1. And it was a big game because we're playing on the main field, and then your JVs, the guys that didn't play on the sophomore varsity level, played Mondays after school. And he came as our sophomore coach that year, and I happened to be a sophomore. And 2 years later, or 1 year later, actually, he served in that capacity for one more year and then became the head varsity coach when I was a senior. And was there for a couple years and then moved on and coached at Louisville and Xavier before he eventually came here to Adrian.
And Ken's originally from Plymouth,
exactly,
Michigan. He's a Plymouth High, the old Plymouth High.
Yes,
grad.
Exactly. And I think that's what drew him in part to coming to Adrian, because he was closer to his family, obviously, moving to Plymouth. And I had just graduated from college, and we had kept in contact and hadn't really thought about coaching. And he graciously gave me a call and said they had a teaching position open. Would I be interested in teaching, because I was an English major, and coaching? Would I be interested in coaching? And I said, yeah, I'll give it a shot. And he got me going. We had what I would call a young staff, a young puppies at that time. And he not only had to coach the players, but he was coaching the coaches.
Yeah, you mentioned the influence that Ken had on people, and obviously you maybe more than anybody have known Ken the longest here in Lenawee County, going back to when you were 15 years old. You know, I was fortunate. Ken was part of the group that hired me at Adrian as I was coming out of college. And, you know, I also, Bill, know the influence and the mentorship that Ken provided to myself as a young coach and young teacher and, you know, one of those guys that I'm greatly appreciative of. So, you know, I think it's a very fitting honor for Maple football and for Adrian Public Schools and the community of Adrian to recognize a coach of Ken's, and not just a coach, but a person of Ken's character and abilities. And you know, I just think it's a great thing that's happening.
Well, I don't think there's any question about that, John. You make some good points. Not only did he mentor so many guys as coaches, I mean, they talk about coaching trees.
And mm-hmm.
We had a guy on our staff, Dan Purple, went on to become a head coach. Doug Nelson coached there forever. Jan Peters came on over and coached. I coached underneath him and with him.
Sure.
Most of what I know about practice organization, game planning, film breakdown, X's and O's, technique, all came from Ken. I didn't know left from right when it came to coaching. I had never even thought about it. And while all of us at that age, you know, you're right out of college, think you've got a lot of the answers, and some of us maybe think we got all of them, but we soon found out there was so much more to it and so much to learn, not just about the game, but about developing relationships and coaching people and being demanding and going about being demanding and expecting discipline and commitment from your players in the proper way. And Ken did all that for so many people. And I think that's why there's so many players within the community that still live here that wanted to do this and show their gratitude and respect for Ken for all he had done for them and for football at Adrian High School.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the event is this Saturday, and it's at 5 o'clock at Maple Stadium. They're going to unveil the plaque. It's going to be mounted, I believe, right near the flagpole end of Maple Stadium.
I think it's going to be at the entrance.
Yes.
At the entrance where you come. It's a nice plaque. Kyle Griffith, like I said, who orchestrated all this, did an excellent job. And I think it's a fitting memento, if you wish, or a fitting tribute to the winningest coach in Adrian High School history. And let's face it, from my perspective, when I came here, I didn't know too much about the previous success of Adrian football. But Ken made football a dominant sport at Adrian High School and set the framework and the foundation for those of us that ended up coaching afterwards. And there's been great success at Adrian High School in football. And, you know, you have Al Romano, you have Phil Jacobs. I had some success here. And there were some down times, as there always is, but it appears, if you consider two shutouts back-to-back, that maybe the Maples are back on the road again.
Well, I think, you know, having watched, I only got to see the last game that they played. I think there's some progress. And, you know, you talk about the success that Adrian did have over the years. And you know, obviously we're all that have been connected to the program hoping that it's trending back in that direction. But, you know, you mentioned a lot of guys. You know, obviously you played for Ken. Phil Jacobs played for Ken. You know, his during his Maple career. There were a lot of assistant coaches during our time that we were coaching at Adrian that we coached with that were also former Maple players. Matt Schwartz, Mark Marlatt. I'm just trying to think through my head, and I don't want to miss anybody.
Mark Fetzer,
you know, Roy Gonzalez.
Hey, Stewart, you know, Robert. I mean, the list goes on and
sure.
on and on.
And even some younger guys who played for Ken when he was an assistant coach. He came back as an assistant coach for you. You know, guys like Josh Smith and J.R. Hayden, former Maple football players that came back to help coach. You know, Robbie Schwartz. The list goes on and on.
Exactly.
Kyle Johnson. I mean,
exactly.
We could sit here all day. Guys who have coached football at Adrian High that were influenced or coached by Ken. My one of my favorite Ken stories is, and it involves your son, Matt, who also was coached by Ken when Ken was an assistant for you.
Let me just interject.
Okay, you go.
I was glad that he was coaching at that time because he did a tremendous job coaching my son, and both he and I are grateful for teaching how to be a quarterback and what was involved in being a quarterback, which kind of is his forte,
sure.
I think, coaching the passing game and coaching quarterbacks.
Yeah. Well, and it gave a little, took a little heat off of you as well to have to coach Matt in that aspect and kind of let Ken do some of the things that made it a little easier for you to still be a dad.
Well, I was the coach in that sense that didn't have to worry about coaching his son because I didn't.
Right.
Ken coached him, and our relationship on the field, my sons and I's, was as coach and player, and we never even thought about ourselves as being father and son until, quite honestly, after his career was over, we went back and looked at film and things and recognized it then, but it was Ken who was able to create that separation, which was significant.
And as other coaches on the staff, we were often glad for that buffer because I think it would have been a little more volatile.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, my son can be stubborn.
Wonder where he gets that from.
Yeah, I don't know.
His mother.
Judy. Yeah, of course,
exactly.
Yes. But, you know, I go back to Ken, and you know, this involves both you and Matt. You know, I was fortunate enough to coach Matt as a freshman in high school on the JV team at Adrian, and we were warming up for our first game, and it just, you know, Ken framed it so well, and he goes, you know, I'm watching Matt warm up, John, and I'm taken back. I don't know how many years it would have been, but he says, he looks like just like his dad physically, you know. So he had that connection with the past and the present at that time. And then, you know, as only Ken can do, he kind of threw that little zinger in there at the end, and he goes, but I'm thinking Matt's going to be a better player.
Well, he was a better player. When I first met Ken, and I was a sophomore at the time, I was dripping wet, 112 pounds and about 5'6". And obviously, physically, Matthew was bigger and better and was a better player. But under Ken's tutelage at Tinley Park and at Adrian, we had very successful teams.
Yeah, no question. No question. So this Saturday, 5 o'clock, Maple Stadium. Certainly former players and coaches. Is this open to the public, Bill?
I believe so.
Okay, so anybody that was a fan of the Maples can show up.
And there's no charge.
Yep.
It's not going to be extremely long. There's going to be 3 or 4 people who are going to speak and share their memories.
Sure.
In a somewhat more organized fashion than this morning. And talk about the influence that Ken has had in their lives. And we're just going to reminisce a little bit, you know, about what's happened during his time here as the head football coach at Adrian High School.
Sure. And surely a well-deserved tribute for not just an outstanding football coach, but a really good man as well. So appreciate you taking the time to come in, Bill.
Well, I'm glad you asked me. It was wonderful talking about it. And I would greatly encourage everyone that's listening and anyone that's in the community, whether or not you had been a part of Adrian football or not, to come and see what's going to take place on Saturday evening. It's going to be an opportunity to pay tribute to a man who really committed many, many years of his life to Adrian football, Adrian Public Schools, and towards helping develop young men into grown men and giving them those qualities of character and commitment and discipline that make you successful.
All right. Well, thanks, Bill. We appreciate you coming in and sharing all that you did about the event and certainly about Ken himself. We're going to take a quick time out here, and when we come back, we're going to do winners and losers of the weekend right here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com.